Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Those are the words of Jesus to you, spoken in Matthew 11. Are you weary and burdened today? There is rest to be found in Jesus. It's an open invitation to you every single day, but we bypass it and go our own way, carrying chains, weights, and worries, and wonder, why am I stressed? Why can I not rest? Why am I anxious? Why am I afraid? Why can I not simply be still? The word that comes to my mind when I think of my own life, and as I have answered those same questions in and out of seasons, is control. I got it. I can handle it. I don't trust anyone, not even God, to carry all of this for me. It's time to let go, my friend. This could be your freedom day. You see, this month, I've been sharing practical ways we can be refreshed, filled up, renewed, and find rest this summer. We're discovering what the Bible has to say about ways God meets us when we are depleted, exhausted, weary, and even find ourselves running on empty. The truth of God's word brings refreshing to our soul. As I follow the Good Shepherd and trust his leading, I find rest. When I give thanks and recognize all God has done and is doing in my life, I find my heart refreshed and renewed. Today's way to be refreshed is found in Proverbs 11:25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I love this. I like to imagine a big glass pitcher of ice cold sweet tea. So refreshing to drink on a hot summer day in July. If you were walking around with this pitcher and saw friends or neighbors hot and thirsty holding an empty cup, wouldn't you want to walk over and start pouring to give them a drink? In real life, eventually you would run out of tea. But from a spiritual perspective, as we discover from this truth found in Proverbs 11, when you empty yourself and refresh and water others with your gifts, your time, your hospitality and service, you are filled up, overflowing even, and refreshed. Have you experienced that before? You give, serve, and love, and at times feel physically broken and poured out. Your body may be tired, but your heart is full, knowing you are the conduit God used to bless, serve, or encourage someone else. There's nothing like it. Reminds me of 2 Corinthians 9:6, where Paul talks about being a cheerful giver. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. Sow generously, you reap generously. Bottom line, you can't outgive God. Bless others, and you will be blessed. Give the living water of Jesus to those around you, and you will never run dry. That's the truth. Not only will you be blessed, you will be refreshed, watered, filled up, and even find rest as you give of yourself to refresh others. I'm Lori Klein.